Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. Because He indeed is Lord. He is Lord over all. He is Lord, the one that is above all of this. And in Him we live, we move, we have our being. Yep, you know, forgive the acoustics a little bit today, because obviously I'm in a little bit of a different place. If you have those ears to hear, I'm about 9,000 plus miles from where I was last time when I talked to you guys, but because God has us going to and fro in the earth according to His plan and purpose, because we are not stuck doing what the world does. We're not stuck having to live and think and act like the world that seeks to destroy, seeks to just drain the life out of the people that are here that have the Spirit of God in them. And we are wising up, and we have been wising up over time to the strategies of the devil, to the tricks of the devil. You know, one of those things too that's there in Ephesians that says that, you know, we are not ignorant of the devil's schemes. You know, we're not ignorant of, and that word where you get that word scheme is the same word where, well, okay, I don't want to sound like one of those people that say, oh yes, in the Greek. but some of that stuff just sounds so pretentious sometimes. Anyways, but maybe it's just the spirit that's behind some of that. But we do want to understand. But that word is the same place where they get the word methods. So methrios. So methods. So we're not ignorant of the devil's methods or his schemes or the way that he works, because he has a method. You know, there's a method to the way that the enemy works. There's a way that he goes after people. There's a way that he engages in his attack and in his snares of the saints of God over time. And the reason that people develop methods is because they work. The reason that people develop methods is because they're able to, because most of the time they work. And so when the method doesn't work, then it goes back and then they re-examine and say, okay, why did this thing not work that we just tried? What was wrong with this last engagement that we did? And then they keep evaluating and tweaking their methods. So, you know, like that's where you get, I don't want to, for lack of a better word, best practices. It's not really the application in something like this, because what the enemy does is obviously awful to the people and the children of God. But that's where they get and refine how they do what they do. Now, for the child of God, you have been subject to the attacks and the traps and the snares of the devil as long as you've been here. I mean, so for me, for as long as I've been in this life, I've had and been targeted by the enemy of my soul. And I know that. Now, here's the thing, is when you're a kid and you're growing up and you just kind of are wiping the fog from your eyes of being born into this world, some of that, you're just like, okay, what? What did I do? But as you get further along, you realize it's not anything that you did. It's who you are. It's who you are in Christ Jesus. And so, for example, methods of the devil. Well, all right, well, one is just outright oppression. Outright attacks, outright desires to crush you, to destroy you, just to just outright just intimidate, whatever it can be. So that's one. You know, you've known that. You know what it's like to be, here's another one, here's to be stalked, to be, you know, and because this comes from a spiritual dimension, the word gang stalking can go in that too, because it's not, it's more than just one. It's things working in concert with demonic forces to track you, to follow you, to engage, to do strange things. All of that's there. All right, here's another method. Seduction. So the desire to seduce, to entice, to try to find what is that thing in you that you would give up who you really are in exchange for something external, something in this world, something this world has to offer you, something outside to give up that which is within, that which makes you you. What would you give up in exchange for the world? Now, Jesus dealt with this in Mark 8. He said, what is a profit of man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul? What do you get if you take the seduction that the world offers and yet you miss that which, and you lose that which is really you? So, in other words, too, what do you get if you exchange that which is eternal for that which is temporal? That which has time stamped on it. What do you get? So obviously the answer for the person that has some enlightening and some truth within them that can reason, the realization blatantly is you get nothing. You lose. You're the loser in that deal. And the devil knows that. But your free will is engaged. But that's another method. And you know, it's funny because there's so many people that, you know, will trumpet themselves and say, oh yes, well, you know, I would never do this and I would never do that. Well, wait till you're in the situation. Wait till you're in the situation and where that's being offered. That thing that you secretly have always wanted. That thing that you secretly inside always desired. And now, will you turn your back on that which you desire to have that which is true and that which is real and that which is what Christ has for you? Now, here's the thing. The deception in the world is that, okay, if you are going to follow Christ, then now everything that is... This is the way the world works, and it's just awful that this lie is what's perpetuated. But the way the world works is like, oh, if you're going to follow Christ, you're going to now have to give up everything that is quote-unquote fun, quote-unquote good, quote-unquote, you know, life in the world, which is empty promises that the world gives, complete destruction of the soul, complete lack. The people that have gone that way are just empty, shallow, vapid, nothing there. And they're under witchcraft spells. You can see it in just the ability that they have to even think. They can't even think straight because they're not even there to think. Now, the world, the way the world works is that offer is made and that thing is extended. But the lie that they perpetuate is that, okay, if you don't go the way of the world, now you're going to miss out. But the truth, because we're children of God, we're children of truth, that's what we do and that's what we live. The truth for the child of God is that Jesus came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The child of God actually lives the abundant life. The child of God actually lives the adventure. The child of God actually lives in that which is real and that which is true. The child of God actually knows what life is really about. The child of God actually has real relationships, real true friends, real people that love them, that care about them. Oh, you know what? It is a beautiful, beautiful thing to have one, two, three people that really love you for you. It's an amazing thing. Now, sometimes they may not be right where you are, and it's ideal if they're right there next to you. That's beautiful, that's lovely. But just to know that there's people in this life and in this world that really, truly love you for who you are. Not for something they can get from you, because that's the way the world works. The world is transactional. It will love you if you give what it wants up. And, you know, it's very mercantile. It's very base. It's very, it's based on, okay, they love you to the extent that they can get from you. They love you to the extent that you are of value to them. And the way that you can always see that too is the second that you stop being of value in that thing, they stop calling. They stop wanting to be around you. They stop. You now cease to exist because now you've lost your utility. you're no longer that hot little number that they knew when you were 22. Now you're older. You're not that supermodel that you once were with the curvy figure, right? Now you're something else. And now they don't really want you to be part of their thing anymore. Oh man, that's why the world, it doesn't know what to do as for people that go that way, because, see, listen, everything that has time stamped on it is also passing, is also leaving, is also exiting. So your body has time stamped on it. Everything material that you have and that you see and that you use and that you touch in this life has time stamped on it. So the transition is set up such that while you're here, if you go the way of the world, you just went the way of death and the way of entropy, because things break down. You went the way of everything that will no longer be here. So, yeah, it's a scary thing if you go the way of the world, because now the only thing that people do on that side is they just want to keep distracting themselves from the trade that they made. So they got to keep just digging into that company, or, you know, got to party, got to drink yourself, smoke yourself, do whatever to avoid the reality of what they're in. And they can't deal. Now, for the child of God, you've got some real people that love you for who you are, the eternal you. And you love people for who they are, the eternal who they are. It's beautiful. That is an incredible thing. And I've got some, so for me, I've got some incredible, incredible, amazing, wonderful people in my life. I mean, that is a form of wealth the world will never know. Not to this level, not to this level friends, relationships. Now, sometimes in the world, for people that are stuck in the prison, just like you would in a regular prison, there's maybe some camaraderie among inmates. This is different. For the child of God who's been set free and is walking out, and you are walking in freedom with others that have been set free, and you are living out this adventure, there's something incredible about that. Now, in the midst of that, those that have gone the way of the world, they still have requirements on their heads. Because now, once they've gone into the slave system, now they've got to produce. You know, they want to extract everything out of that person's soul while they're still breathing. Every ounce of anything that's in them that can be used and extracted before they scalp the soul. Well, they already have that person when you go that way. But in that process of them engaging like that, they're going to, the only target that they have is you. The only target that they have is the things of God. The only target that they have is those that are the children of God. That's where the assignment is. And here's the thing, I crack up because it's for me, it's so obvious in my interactions with people. And I understand, and yet freedom is right there. Freedom is being offered in Christ Jesus. And to turn away from that freedom and to still choose to engage in stalking the children of God is to do something to your own hurt, your own destruction. You're just putting the nails in your own coffin. Listen, if you are on the side of the world, you don't have to stay there. You know, it is the grace of God that you're still alive and you can hear this audio. It's very simple. You're not going to get this from religion. You're not going to get this from some system. You're only going to get this from your Creator. You bow your knee, wherever you are, before your King, and you ask Him, Lord, in Jesus' name, please take me, please receive me. Lord Jesus, please save me. You are the gate, you are the door, you are the way, you are what I need, you're everything. And Lord, please, please, take me out of this. Bring me out of this prison. Bring me out of this mess. Bring me out of this. I can't do it. I don't have the ability. I can't do this. I can't do anything without you. Lord Jesus, save me. Do that. Why would you not pray that? Why would you hold on to this life and this world that is crumbling apart at the seams right now? And it's just starting. It's just amping up. It is going to be incredible all that takes place. Now, for the child of God, if you are in fear right now, then you need to take that before God, because that also kind of is surfacing some things in you that maybe just need to be resolved and dealt with. Because perfect love drives out all fear. Also, God has a way of showing you and dealing with things within you. Now, sometimes when you have fear that kind of manifests as well, it's because you're picking up on stuff that's going on with other people. I've had that where God's had for me to go to a particular place, and He's wanted me to go to a certain spot, and He's setting things up for me to go to a place to do something under God's instructions. And I've picked up on sometimes in the spirit the fear that's in the hearts of people, because, you know, in some of those situations you're going into tough places or places where things are breaking down, or in disaster situations, because you guys that have been here for a while, you know that I've done that kind of work as well in disaster management. And but in those situations, in those times, you know, you go back to God with that. So you're like, okay, what is this? Why am I experiencing this? Why am I feeling this? Why am I sensing this? And then God showed me at times, that's actually not me. That's not coming from within. That's something that's coming from without, that I am picking up on what is going on in the realm of the spirit with somebody else, with another group, with another area. And so, you know, because as you tune your focus towards something, you're also going to feel in the realm of the spirit what's going on there. You're going to have empathy. You're going to have compassion. And sometimes you're going to just have to... Sometimes these are attacks that are coming too. So this is, you know, where the enemy is trying to send something to you, trying to get that to stick and to go within. And realizing that some of these things, that they're not you. And to then you got to deal with it from there. That's also going to affect and shape your prayer. See, this is where discernment comes. This is where your walk needs to be engaged. This is where all of these, this is part of that life experience. It's also part of what strengthens you to be who God made you to be. For example, you can have somebody in front of you that is sick. And that person that's sick, it could be a result of different things that are resulting by that person being sick. So maybe the person has just been stretching themselves too much, physically exhausting themselves, not resting well, not eating well, and it's just a complication in their physical body because they're broken down. That same person could be sick because there is some sort of attack of the enemy sent in the realm of the spirit that is affecting that person. Could be that. It could be that it could, so you see, there could be different reasons for a manifestation of something. And if you are not clicking into and allowing the Spirit of God to reveal something to you, if you've just got a one-size-fits-all approach, where, okay, this means this and this means this, then you're going to miss and try to engage based on a surface level and based on the way that things look and appear. And it doesn't work like that. You remember when God sent Samuel to anoint David as king, you know, he sent to the house of Jesse, and God told Samuel, okay, have these guys, Jesse paraded his sons in front of Samuel one after the other, and God kept saying, I've rejected this one, I've rejected this one, I've rejected this one. And Samuel in himself was saying, okay, this has got to be it. This has got to be the guy right here. And God was like, no, that's not it. That's not the one. Now, if you judge on a natural level, you're going to be convinced, oh, okay, this is the one. This is it. This is what this is. You got to listen to the Spirit of God because He's going to show you. And the Spirit of God will tell you, this is what this is. This is what's going on. This is where this person's coming from. See, this is why I've been in situations where I've literally been visiting or invited to or like churches, institutional churches, with witches sitting in the front row. And I've seen it. And I know it. And things like that are amazing to me. I'm like, how does that even happen? How can you have a organization? It's like, this is in my younger days. Now I understand. I understand now. I understand absolutely now why those ones are in the front row. But, yeah, like witches in the front row, sitting right there, you know, soaking up the sermons. And, you know, without knowing what that is, you are going to be trapped. You're going to be deceived. You're going to fall prey to the reason that the witches are there in the first place, which is to scalp souls, which is to be there to search out, to see who's really a child of God that comes into that place. Because so many people in that quote-unquote church are already dead and already part of the system. They're not sent there for them. They're sent there for the chance that a child of God will come in to that place, stumbling in, looking for some relief from the bludgeoning that they're taking in the world, and they're going to stand there with a smile and invite you home for dinner. Yeah? Oh, it's evil. It is evil. And the reason that that pastor can stand up there week in and week out and the witch sit there in the front row is because that pastor's compromised. He's compromised. And because he's compromised, he doesn't have the discernment. He doesn't have the ability. He's tracking with the world, and because he's tracking with the world, if you engage in the world, now you go into the ranking system of the world. And the witches are actually trumping that pastor in the world system. So they can't say anything. Because those witches in that system, they're the ones calling the shots. Oh, it's never what you see on the surface, my friends. Never what you see on the surface. Now, when the child of God that is moving in their authority knows who they are in Christ Jesus, Spirit of God flowing through them, moving and engaging in what God has for them to do, being true to who you are, because when you're true to who you are, when something is what it is, it's really tough to destroy that thing. When you are true to who God made you to be, it's very, very tough to come against that which is true and that which is real. When you move in that, that's when all hell breaks loose. That's when, you know, things... I mean, already the child of God just following the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit will change so much, will result in incredible things. But when you're now moving in what God has meant you to be. Because while Jesus was here in this life, you know, he did 30 years before that he clicked into what it was that God had for him to be in his time in the earth. You know, that manifestation, that ministry time, that 3.5 years, that activation. And in that window, boy, it you know, everywhere that he went, he shook things up. Now, here you got to keep it simple. Part of just the way that this whole thing works is allow the Spirit of God to lead and guide you. Allow the Spirit of God to direct you. Allow the Spirit of God to quicken you. And you don't have to make it much more complicated than that. If God has for you to go here, then you go here. If God has you to go there, then you go there. Let the Spirit of God lead and guide and direct your life. And you take it on a moment-by-moment basis. Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing. The words I speak are the words that the Father's given me. Like that's the way you live. That's the way that you live while you're here in the earth. You just do what you see the Father doing. And when you engage like that, it's you're free. And also when you engage like that back to the methods of the devil, it is very, very, very difficult for the methods of the devil to now work with you because you're unpredictable. Because it's so the seduction won't work because the Spirit of God is going to quicken you and be like, don't go that way. You don't want that. That's not for you. That opportunity, you know, I've been in rooms and the enemy has just offered literally to me the world on a silver platter. And in that moment, the Spirit of God has also quickened me and brought the Scriptures back to me. Luke 4 has been one in that context. You know, where it's just like, here it is. The offer's right here. All the world. And its splendor. All you got to do is bow down and worship that which you were never supposed to worship. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve. When you let the Spirit of God lead and guide you, when you worship only Him, only the truth, only the way, only the life, only Jesus Christ, when you follow Him, now you have moved into and shifted into that which is real. And when He is leading and guiding and directing you, the seduction doesn't work. Because you have what you really want. You have relationship with Him. You have His presence. You have His... You've got what that which is... So that which the world has to offer, the things of the world grow strangely dim. And the oppression, when the enemy tries to attack and to crush you, you will go before the Father. And He will show you how to press through. Sometimes I throw stuff back all the time. If the enemy tries to send witchcraft stuff my way, I just throw it back sevenfold, wherever it came from. I'm just like, boom, there it goes. In Jesus' name, back to those places. Why? Because that's part of it. That's part of our warfare. And I feel zero remorse and zero guilt because... For when you send it back, when you counter-strike, and I pray, my prayer is, in Jesus' name, if this source where this has come from, if they will repent, then let them do it now. If they will turn and be saved, then let them do it now. And if not, then let them die with this and wrap this thing on them. In Jesus' name, and let that thing stay with them. Sevenfold, with a little extra on it. Sure, why not? And we can do that. Oh, we do that all day. Anything coming our way from the enemy, we will send that back in a moment. Why? Because this is not a game. You know, it took me a while to realize that part of what the world system had done in the churches had just been to tone down spiritual warriors and just to try to strip them of their power, of who they were while they're in the earth, and just make them soft, malleable targets. No, you were never meant to be that. You were never meant to be a punching bag. Listen, when Jesus came into the earth, He came here for a reason, for a purpose. He came here for a mission. And that's what He did, and that's what He fulfilled. When Jesus came here, He came here for... His time when He was put on the cross, That was an assignment. For this reason he came, to destroy the works of the devil. And that was an assignment. Your assignment is not to do that. You're not dying for anybody's sins. It's not your assignment. Now, we put our lives at the foot of Christ, and we allow Him to lead and guide and direct our life and our time, but your assignment is unique to what it is that God has for you to do while you're in the earth. So you got to get on His page and let Him direct that. Just like my assignment in my time in the earth is unique to who God made me to be. And I need to allow Him to reveal each and every part of that and fulfill it. Because this day, there's something for me that I need to engage in. And tomorrow, it's going to be something different. But I don't have to think about tomorrow, because sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Sufficient for the day is the work that needs to be done. Sufficient for the day is that which we are to do. So fine, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to engage. But I am not going to allow the world to brainwash me to be something other than what God intended for me to be. Because we've already seen that game. We've already seen that method of the devil. We've already seen that trap that's been laid. And we've come through it. Now, when you are in that level of oppression from the enemy, when the enemy engages and seeks to come after you, and seeks to destroy you, and seeks to just press you down, yeah, you can send it back. Sometimes you just got to hunker down and wait a couple things out. Sometimes, it can also reveal, some areas that need to be shored up in your own life. And so it shows where the attack is coming from. So things that need to be addressed. So, for example, just right now where I'm traveling, there's some heavy rains the last couple of days. And, in one of the places that I've been staying, you can see where the rainwater comes in, or where there's some damage. Now, if that's, bring that into a spiritual context, okay, here's an area where the enemy is getting through. So, that needs to be shored up. That needs to be dealt with. Now, if you're on the ocean, and you've got a leak in the side of your boat, you better work quick, because otherwise that thing's going to drown you. It's going to kill you. It's going to kill everybody on board. So some of these things can be pretty serious and need to be addressed. And the Spirit of God is wanting you to address that. So that's, again, back to Him leading and guiding you. But this is Him leading and guiding you, not man or woman controlling you, telling you, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that. They can just go away and jump in a lake when they want to do that. I have no time or place or patience for that. Because the Spirit of God will speak to me. Just like the Spirit of God will speak to you. If you love the truth, you're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. So, just like what happened to the Galatians, as soon as you start getting free, there are people that show up right there, because in the realm of the Spirit, the enemy knows, in the realm of the Spirit, the demonic powers know, here's some people that are getting free, and right as you start getting free, they show up to what? Bring you back into bondage. And the part of the way that they bring you back into bondage is it's back to how things look on the surface. They will match all the platitudes that are necessary. They will wear the collar and the special shirt and all the little, whatever is necessary, whatever is required to bring you back into bondage, to make sure that your soul never gets out. Now, there is a requirement that you have in all of this too. I mean, this is where a lot of people don't want to take personal responsibility for their time in the earth. They want to default that to somebody else. They want somebody else to do that for them. And that's not the way it works. You, of your own free will, need to choose, and then you need to walk this out. But this is between you and the Father. And if you refuse that, if you just default this over to somebody else, no one can do this for you. This is part of what maturity is. This is part of what knowing the truth is and walking that out. That's, you need to know the truth for yourself. You can't live off of somebody else. That's what a parasite does. A parasite lives off of another host. And when that host dies, the parasite dies. Oh, it's so funny. I know that we have stalkers online. It's so funny because could sense that because they listen in here as well, and could just sense that they're just drying up and dying because God's not out to say anything for a while. And when God doesn't have a say anything, the parasite that has no life in it, it just starts to freak out. Now, for the child of God, you have your source. Your source is Christ Jesus. You've been engrafted into the vine. You know Jesus for yourself. You've been consummated with the Spirit of the living God. So, hey, these things that are there, they're just there to bless you. They're just there to encourage you. But you also have a source. You have an unction. You have the Spirit of God. You have what you need already to complete this journey. God just tosses us there every now and then as a little marker along the way, just to say, yeah, you're going in the right direction. Yeah, He's speaking to you. Yeah, you can take confidence in that which God already just showed you. Move forward in that with boldness, knowing that He that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. Oh, but to the stalkers out there, listen. You don't have much time left. I don't know if you realize the seriousness of your situation. You don't have much time left before you are going to end up in a state outside of the one that you know right now, and you're going to have to give an account, and all that you've done on the side of the world and all that you've done in association with demonic powers and in association with the prince of the power of the air, the devil, all that you've done is going to be revealed and exposed and known for what it is for all eternity. Oh, you are going to just... You're going to wish you never did what you're doing right now. Listen, this whole thing is about Jesus. It's all about Him. And if you choose to reject that which is real, you choose to reject it to your own hurt. If you choose to receive that which is real, if you choose to bow your knee before the King of Kings and walk things out with Him, you're choosing to receive that which is life. And you're walking in life, but it comes on His terms, not yours. That's why for all these years we've had on Faith Mix, we've had it on the homepage. And it may change, but it's still there right now when this audio goes up. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. And it's in Joshua. Choose. Make that choice. And when you choose, go forward in that. But for the child of God, you've chosen life. And in that life, we bless you. Be encouraged this day. Know that God's with you. Know that we are here for such a time as this. Know that God has much for us on the horizon and reasons and purposes that we are here. And all that is revealed in His choosing, in His timing. So you just make sure that for yourself, you're there. You're ready. You are ready for action. You're ready. You've prepared yourself in the realm of the Spirit. You've prepared yourself in your mind and your heart, and you're tracking with God. all that you are. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. You good? All right. With that, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. God bless you. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.